Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
At least Patrick Queen knows it. We can't play the audio. Here's what Patrick Queen said after the game. We played like bleep. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. We played like bleep, and if we keep playing like that, we're going to get our face mashed in. It's that simple. I call it like it is, and we played like absolute trash. He's right, and I'm happy to hear that. Cam Hayward critical of the defense after the game. Mike Tomlin in his own way critical of the defense after the game. They need to be better, and they need to be better next week, with or without Derek Harmon. And you're probably not going to have Deshaun Elliott. I'm just guessing on that. And Joey Porter Jr. left the game with a tender hammy. So that's not good. Injury report brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. I don't care. It's week one. You gave up 299 to the Ravens. You're the highest paid defense in the NFL. And you give up 32 points to Justin Fields? Look, and all credit in the world to Justin. He played great. And Garrett Wilson played really well until he didn't. And Breece Hall's a really good football player. It's not to say they don't have dudes. They shouldn't be putting up 32 points on you with Jalen Ramsey and T.J. Watt and Cam Hayward and Alex Highsmith and Patrick Queen and all the weapons that you have on your defense. You shouldn't be giving up 32 points against a bad Jets team.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.